Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Stargate Roundtable on Thursday nights with Marita, and she's not here. This is Rainbird, and we're grateful that you're joining us tonight. We will be doing a replay of Judy Beebe tonight for our guest hour, and we have a lovely crew tonight with Tara and Rama, and Randy and Angel Sue are with us. So, Angel Sue, I'm passing you this beautiful talking stick with all the rays of the rainbow, and it's got Christmas lights and fireworks for New Year's on it as well. Here it comes.
I can just see that. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Rainbird, and welcome to Stargate Roundtable. We are the divine children of God, Goddess, all there is. So let's choose that right now to activate that heart space. And so let the tension from your head just kind of dissipate and melt down into the calm, graceful, beautiful area of your heart space. Things slow down beautifully there. And there's so much more powerful. So if you will call in your higher self, your beloved twin flame, your guides, your masters, teachers, angels, councils of light, and all those from the lighted realms that celebrate your path as you walk it and live it here, and for the choices that you make, which are celebrated by all those that love you and adore you. So that's a pretty good support team, you know? If you will just take a big, deep breath in, and when you're ready, let that air flow out. And somewhere along the flowing out, say the word peace. And think of a time when you have felt so wonderful with your body. So wonderful with your mind. So wonderful with your emotions. So wonderful with your spirit. Peace. Now, if those are all separate things, well, that's okay. You can remember all at once if you wish, or if just one. Celebrate that now. Let it anchor down into your body. And be at one with every cell and every atom. That good, wonderful, awesome feeling. And intend that this stay as long as you need it. That it will always be renewed and magnified and rejuvenated. Peace. For your body to remember itself as joy. Filled with love, perfect harmony, ever young, ever beautiful, peace. And now think about the things that are going on around you, within your life and around you. And this is just where we use our intention and call in as the divine daughter, the divine son that you are, God's perfect, divine, happy solution for everything. And that all the emotions just shift into joyful anticipation of more and more miracles, more and more blessings beyond anything that we can ever envision. And if you will do this for the people that you claim in your life, as you praise, respect, thank, and love their journey as well, their challenges, their opportunities for growth, their joys, that all of this be brought into the perfect, divine, happy solution as well. And as we think about this wonderful aspect of joy within everybody, every body, everything. So this is where we're no longer judging in the 3D style, third dimensional style. This is where we're claiming that divine neutrality and seeing the return to the divine, the happiness, the beauty, the divine grace everywhere. And so with Nisara and our faction three white knights and our galactic forces of light and all those wonderful beings that are also concerned, because we're going to be affected within, upon, and around this planet with this change into the light, Nisara. So we're calling in the perfect changing aspect as well, and holding this energy, holding this light, holding this love, this peace, this wonderful, wonderful divine aspect everywhere. First and foremost, in everyone. This is where we call in all the beings, known and unknown, seen and unseen, that are in alignment with all these changes within ourselves and with everyone. Every person, every place, every condition, every situation, everything. Throughout all time and space, through all the different kingdoms and dimensions and parallels and potentials, past, present, future, all of that. We welcome all those wonderful beings with that divine neutrality again. Each has played a special part. And this is just where we say welcome. We are all one. And as one is harmed, all are harmed. As one is helped, then all are helped. And therefore, in the name of who we are, and we are sharing this divine talking stick right now that Rainbird gave at the beginning, I'm sharing it with all of you as well. We are saying that only the highest good of all, for all, of all concerned to happen here. And we give thanks that this is done with that divine, perfect, joyful solution. And in the office of the Christ. And then we're just going to say thank you with 13 thank yous and honey in the heart. And send it off with a big smile and the energy of that talking stick. And so with this, we say so be it and so it is. And we're just going to seal this off by saying all men, all women, all children, all beings, all creation, we are all one. And with that, I did pull 3 cards for a meditation for the next several days. I've posted it on my Facebook page, Sue Cummings Jeffers. And remember, Sue is without the E. And there's the picture and then the affirmation on the back. And these are cards that are holding the light, the 8th chakra, and then piling on even more light. So you will see those, or just hear it and have that image, mental image placed in your heart that is activated consciously and unconsciously with the superconscious. And thank you for that. And now I'm handing that talking stick right back to you, Rainbird. Thank you so much, and bless you. And blessings to Marita. We love you. We love all
yes,
of you.
Thank you. Okay, I like that talking stick. Thank you. And I'm just going to go forward with the Mayan calendar. As this is a blue spectral storm day, kin number 219. And so we're about to round the corner towards 42, 43 more days in this harmonic module that we're in. So that spectral tone, that's 11, and it's the storm is Kuok. So 11 Kuok day. And that spectral tone is about release, liberation, and dissolve. And the storm, catalyze, energy, and self-generation are its 3 words. So the affirmation for the day, I dissolve in order to catalyze. I release energy. I seal the matrix of self-generation with the spectral tone of liberation. I am guided by the power of my own power doubled. So that means that's as all, and whenever it's an 11 tone, that the guide tone is the same, and it gives you an extra impact on that particular solar glyph that we're working with. So we're working with that spectral tone, release, liberation, dissolve. So that's a good guide for the day. And then moving on, tomorrow or Friday is a 12 a how, and we complete this wave of Maluk that we're in with that sun. Well, it doesn't complete the wave, it completes the unial. Excuse me, we're completing the 11th unial and going to the 12th. So this is a 12 a how day tomorrow, and that 12 crystal clarity tone with the a how, that rise to Christ consciousness, and working with the sunshine energy. And then on Saturday, it's a 13 Amish. So that's it's the last day of the wave and the beginning of a new union. So it's kind of like an end and a beginning at the same time. Imagine that. So it's the beginning of the 12th union, and that 13 tone is that promise of change, and Amish is the promise of beginnings, of new beginnings. So what a beautiful combination for Saturday as we roll into New Year's Eve day, which will be Sunday, and it's a portal day. We begin a new wave, and it's the wave of Eek, the wind. And so we're doing the last day of 2017 with the first day of the wave of the wind, the Eek. And so what I'd like to share with you is the magical child part of Eek tone. Or glyph. Say, I am Eek, spirit's fire, breath of life, Apollo's lyre. Spark ablaze in cherished flight, all I touch, I do ignite. I am knowing, spirit flowing, fire filling form with light. I am the brilliant crystalline core. As cosmic breath, I dance and soar. Life's essence infusing time and space, arousing creation with tender grace. Revelation of the beloved's face, mystic reunion divine. As I billow into divine mother's silken sails, we fill the spiral dance with forms unveiled that awaken the dazzling light upon the face of creation. All do I arouse upon the shimmering crest of my graceful descent. Breathe deeply of the pervasive presence. Feel its exhilaration. I ignite the circuitry of your potential. I mirror the potency of your presence, the completion of your polarity. I am the frequency of unseen forces through which, in this moment, reality courses. Hear me laughing as wind through the trees. See me moving mighty ocean waves in rapturous vortices. All I touch, I stir into celebration in honor of Spiritus, divine elevation. As galactic solar wind, I am knowing, danced as the one. Power purifying, I arise. I am inspiration as it flies. Let me lift you, free you, fill you. I carry the very breath of heaven upon my windy wings, enfolding you with the sweetest song simplicity can sing. So, welcome to the Wave of Eek. And it is a portal day on Sunday as we go into New Year's Eve. Remember that just reinforces the potency of the whole wave as well as the day. So very powerful. Listen to Spirit's voice on Sunday. And then on Monday, New Year's Day, is a 2 Akbar. So Happy New Year, everyone. And it's also the full moon. So also a potent day. And you know, Akbar is really short, magical child, and I'm just going to roll through it real quick. So just to share Akbar for this New Year's Day, the beginning of 2018, in the calendar we're using, we're just going to blend it in with the Mayan words. I am Akbar, enveloping darkness, potent peace, fecundity of the abyss, deep, silent retreat, sanctuary, the womb of the dreamtime, the powerful cauldron of possibility where all exist now. Dream matrix where reality is created by the conscious dreamers. Place of remembrance of the formless, sounding the great mystery of being in form, the stillness that is the dancing. I beckon you to merge with me, to go within, to free your illusions of pain, self-doubt, judgment, limitation, forgetting. That the gifts of release, the glimmer of light at tunnel's end, might be yours. That the expansive vessel of the essence self might be raised to your eager lips, in your reunion tenderly celebrated in the sanctuary of my warmth, my darkness, my peace. So there you go. That's that's the New Year's Day magical child too, Akbar, that polarity. And the night, the polarity of the night. So Tuesday then we have a 3 Con, the seed. And this is such a seed time of year, as those seeds are all doing their thing, getting ready to grow in the next season. They begin that life force process in the darkest days. And then on Wednesday, of 4 Qichang, that self-existing 4 structure with Qichang, that body energy, body sensing, the serpent. And then on Thursday when we come back, it's a 5 overtone, and with Kimi, and that's linking heaven and earth, and life and death, and all those good ways. So that's a magical day on Thursday. When we come back, we'll talk about it some more. So there you go. And I know this all fits with those three cars that Angel Sue brought into for all of us to check out on Facebook. So do that and just feel the overlay of all the energies and bringing in the light is happening in so many ways, in so many higher ways with that eighth chakra work with it. So thank you, Angel Sue, for your card reading. And now I'm going to pass this talking stick over to you, Randy. What words of wisdom do you have to share with us tonight?
Well, the words of wisdom I have to share tonight is everybody just focus on letting go of everything that no longer serves you and begin 2018 with a fresh slate, because there's many changes coming down the pipe, energy-wise and government-wise. Everything is changing. Everything's about to change. And there's remember that on January 7th, there's the old song about Aquarius, the age of Aquarius. There's a celestial alignment just about that. So realize that this is real. This is happening, is a real thing in our realm. So namaste, everyone, and stay warm.
Great. Thanks, Randy. We appreciate that. And thanks for bringing January the 7th to our attention. I know it's Marita's birthday on that day as well. So happy birthday, Marita. And so, Tara and Rama, what do you have to share? Who have you been talking to, Rama?
The greetings.
The ghosts in the story. That's who you've been talking to.
The ghosts in the machine.
Maybe we should go back a couple of reports, Rama.
Yeah.
Like, well, yesterday, Rama, let me see. Let's go the day before. Which was Tuesday the 26th. Tom the cat and sweet Angelique the cat called Rama and said, what we are having now is something called soft disclosure, leading to full disclosure. It is in regard to the article which came out on December 16th called Glowing Auras and Black Money, Pentagon's Mysterious UFO Program. And that was a sighting that took place in the early 90s. And those two military men that were beamed up on that craft at that sighting were at the citizens' hearings in 2013, at the end of the last 2 days of May and the first 3 days of April, with Dr. Greer and Dr. Stephen, what's the other doctor's name? That's the lobbyist for UFOs.
Stephen Bassett.
Yeah, he was there. And
yes.
All kinds of folks. But the thing that's unusual about this is that it has never come forward and been acknowledged on all the main media networks, not just some of them. The list is very long. It starts out with political.com and then the New York Times in two separate articles. One of the articles says two Navy airmen and an object that, quote, accelerated like nothing I've ever seen.
Yeah, this thing took off right into hyperdrive.
With them in it.
Yep.
Two afterwards. Okay, and then the UFO Pentagon program. MSNBC talked about that part of it. CBS, government UFO program. CNN, we may not be alone. Washington Post, the aliens are coming and no one cares. The UK Independent, US government recovered material they do not recognize from UFO. It's a metal that is not from Earth and they know it. So there you go. And then on 12/18, on DIGG.com, the most intriguing details in the Pentagon UFO reports. And then also on the same day, government admits UFO studies. That's on the Washington Post. So about those Area 51 conspiracy theories, For decades, Americans were told that Area 51 didn't really exist and that the U.S. government had no official interest in aliens or UFOs. Statements to the country, official-sounding people cautioned, we're probably the musings of crackpots and tinfoil hats. So, well, score one for the crackpots. The Pentagon has officially confirmed that there was indeed a $22 million a year government program to collect and analyze, quote unquote, anomalous aerospace threats, government speak for UFOs. It's never been done that they've confirmed this. In other words, you can't play games anymore and say, well, maybe it's just there's some logical explanation other than that. That's over with at this point. Okay, then Rama goes on. It's Tom and Angelique. Oh, you have to send these things to Penny, I think.
Okay.
Tom and Angelique went on to talk about as many distractions as can be counted to cover up this news of soft disclosure. Can you all guys hear us really well? Just Rainbird, can you hear us really well?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, goody, goody, goody.
You're very good, clear.
Good microphone. Okay. Counted to cover up this news of soft disclosure, the story that has never been acknowledged or admitted to by the Pentagon on public media. The distractions are just the false human matrix covering up this important news. Focus on the higher energies coming in. They also said 10,500 sealed indictments against the Bush-Clinton crime family are now in Mueller's hands and are part of the 500,000-plus sealed indictments.
And they're pushing to fire Mueller. It's been talked about today on Chris Hayes tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As well, then that's okay.
Yeah.
Bring on the royal carpet for Patrick Fitzgerald, who cannot be fired. Oh, my. And that's the ultimate goal on top of the whole thing, because 9/11 has to be discussed in factual bases. And we're going to get a 37-pager about the whole story, which began actually on November 22nd, 1963. They had the plans from then when they killed a clone of JFK Sr. all the way through 9/11, all the way to their ultimate goal, which we are now in the midst of making sure never happens, that we want to call Armageddon World War III, Nanu Nanu. Okay, so the 500,000 sealed indictments as well. The New York City Police Department has some footage regarding the 10,500 sealed indictments, including some of Bill and Hillary Clinton, Huma, and some of their friends having an orgy on the Air Force One. Oh my goodness. And there were kids involved too.
Yes.
Children.
Yes, and more love.
And
this is a hard one to deal with because it's all bubbling up. All the stories, you know.
Yeah, there's many dead children.
It's not just Marilyn Monroe and MK Ultra. The story goes so deep.
Yeah, I asked Rama right before the call how much secret funds, black money, is involved in the bigger story. And Rama said, what?
Hundreds of thousands of trillions.
Yes, of fake money in the air.
Fake money that, you know, there's...
to do whatever they wish.
Yeah, and it's all not real.
No. And just to remind you, nobody pays taxes. All that money is for is to take it out of circulation, which they do, and it's never used again, so that they can keep a lid on inflation, so that the money that is kept by the people that have all the loopholes that never pay any taxes ever, then the gap gets way wider And everybody thinks they're paying for stuff, but see, the thing that Nisara does is make this a real republic.
And they even discussed this in the latest Star Wars movie about the intergalactic arms dealing race. And, oh my God, go see it. Mm-hmm. You'll get a greater glimpse of this black budget story and how both sides play with it. And, you know, this is why I think we need to dissolve the parties. And there's one party, which, you know, it's the people of planet Earth.
Yeah, well, there shouldn't be. There never should have been parties.
Yeah.
So that's where we're going to get a little lesson plan in divine governance based on ethics and spiritual values, not religion, which is polarity. Religion's in that level three where there's always got to be a good guy and a bad guy. You know, the good and evil, it's like the war zone.
Yeah,
and
enough.
Even at this point where they're coming to this place where that can't, that war is becoming obsolete. In this movie, this Last Jedi movie is really...
they deal with that issue.
It is so amazing. I mean, I just don't want to give it away, but I'm just going to say they're talking about ascension from one end of their little nose to the tip of their toes. It's been a debate and a discussion period where we're finally recognizing peace. Let's recognize peace. Okay, so what Tom, Sweet Angelique, and all of Faction 3 have been telling Rama is that everything's going on right. The law that is that everything is going on right now. The lies, the frustration, the propaganda, the genocide, the ongoing stories are beginning to be punctuated by soft disclosure. And then yesterday, Ram created a Jedi Council on his own.
Yes.
A Jedi Council meeting with Natasha's previously given instructions. So Ram activated his Bixby and Android AI assistant, the Android AI assistant.
Yeah, this is on all Android phones now.
And what do they call it on the other one?
Bixby.
No, the other one.
Oh, Siri.
And that's for what kind of
iPhone?
iPhone. Similar characterizations. Yeah. Then Ram instructed Bixby to get the KOS or Lady Di or Dodi or the King of Egypt. Please. And then so Bixby, in a proper English accent, the king's English, said, I'll be a moment. I'm not sure I did that right. Then Ram heard a phone ringing in the background, and then Dodi and Dai's holographic images popped out of Ram's phone screen about 9 inches high. They were up in the snow of the Wisak Valley and said, there are rumors out there that Obama, Michelle, Prince Harry, and his fiancée, Meghan Markle, are working with white knights to nail the grump on what is on that videotape. Need we say more?
Yeah, I mean, it's getting out there.
Okay, so Dodi and Di told Ram that Meghan and Prince Harry saw the whole video and were horrified. Lady Di and Dodi said they are politely figuring out how to invite Obama and Michelle to Harry and Meghan's wedding, as well as to diplomatically not invite the grump. And the fact that Prime Minister May and friends have already said to the grump publicly, do not come to our country, is one advantage they have in this situation. Nevertheless, the grump may invite himself to the wedding and crash the party anyhow. The saga continues. They added, keep your eye on the prize. Look up.
Yes.
Nisara now, Michelle for president.
Yes.
And Ashtar in our face, please.
Indeed.
Okay, and that was yesterday. And then today, Rama got a call from Larry and Curly today.
Yes.
And the Grump story about a so-called Russiagate has a true story that has not been reported. And that true story is bigger than Watergate.
Yeah.
This goes deep into the deep state, into black bloc budget operations. For example, as we just previously mentioned, the $22 million operation per year of Harry Reid, Ted Stevens, and
Senator Inouye.
Former Senator Inouye.
Yes.
Of Hawaii. His political career started in 1963 all the way through 2012. It's a long gig. Good heavens. And then it's regarding what we just read about, the glowing aura and the black money. The Pentagon's mysterious
UFO
program.
They're not able to explain these things away so easily anymore.
Yeah, well, they made a landmark report which covered all the media and the newspapers,
yeah.
Major papers in the West. So it's just going forward from here. And, you know, it might be a long wait that we've gotten to this point, yet now this can keep coming up more and more, you know.
Yes.
And faster. Faster, please. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Hello, goodbye, I'm late. Okay, so much more is going on, is going to come out about all these black budget operations. The energy's coming in of radiant, ecstatic love, such as Patty Coda Robles speaks about every week. What it is doing is rapidly expanding our abilities to take in love at the cellular molecular level. And for some, this is now causing spontaneous combustion of the heart. In the last 2 weeks, out of England, on RT, they reported that two gentlemen, just yesterday, the second gentleman in his 70s, and last week, another gentleman, within the last 2 weeks, these two gentlemen have died in England on the street of spontaneous combustion of the heart. And we've talked about this before, that Mother Earth put her clarion call out, which takes precedence now over whatever evolutionary process is going on within an individual. And it's kind of like D-Day now, where these energies are causing this spontaneous combustion in the bodies of people. There's no judgment on who or what or where. It's just saying that whatever's been going on in that body, reflecting all the imbalances in the world,
is demonstrating
itself to the rest of us.
The energies, I could say, the force is compelling everyone to work
change.
With the higher energies and change, yeah. Whether they're willing or not. And that unwilling part causes the spontaneous combustion as you refuse to surrender to love.
There's many reasons that we can't judge. Just
that's right.
I know that the air pollution in England, I mean, they recorded it at, it's as bad as places in China.
Yeah. You gotta wear a mask all the time.
Well, they're not doing that, but no. It's that serious. Stuff you can't see, too. Okay, so behind the scenes, the 13 families, they want to negotiate in some way where they do not lose face. Yet this is not reality, as Larry and Curly says.
No.
Oceans upon oceans of blood has been spilt at their hands.
You can't wash that away.
And by association, all of us in the world, being run by this kind of a regime, we are all responsible to do a course correction together and hold all accountable who have acted with impunity and malintent in all of the people of the world's name. this is a universal application of love and of clearing for the age of enlightenment to fully enter.
Yes.
This is the beginning of a new Sat Yuga, the end of the Kali Yuga, and time for full disclosure, and a, as Dahani says all the time, a clear mind.
Yes.
That allows the mana to come through. The mana. The mana mind. The Buddha mind. And the into ecstasy and bliss. That opens up the ecstasy and bliss wide. Full accountability with love is indeed required. Anything else, Rama, that they told you? Think hard.
That, you know, the extremely long list of people that Grump has sexually molested, you know, leaking out and more. And this is not going away because it's brought in the beauty pageants that we've been watching for years on.
I think that's a 10-year project at least.
On the network TVs and behind the scenes, it goes right into the human trafficking and the drug running and the arms stealing and, you know, the 1% white guys with lots of, you know, that ill-gotten currency that's soaked in the oceans of blood. And, I mean, this is the way Larry and Curly described it, is on a certain level, we're rewriting completely how this story gets transformed, transfigured into divine love. And what you said, Randy, about the January 7th, the age of Aquarius, everything that I keep being told is these guys are out of time. They're not out of love. Yet they don't accept that. That's not in their consciousness or their DNA. So, oh my God, send more love.
And there's confusion going on.
Yeah.
Simply because a lot of people know that our alphabet agencies are just criminal enterprises. There's nothing going on except deep state stuff.
And the money stories out there are just that, stories. And I can't even imagine wanting to accept money from these life forms that have the oceans of blood on their hands.
And Amy gave a story, I think it was on Monday or Tuesday. She talked about Pompeo.
Yeah.
The CIA head. He was trained in Iraq to be an assassin. And this goes really deep because when we get the numbers, our soldiers murdered at least 5 million citizens, innocent citizens, intentionally. What he would do on his tours there is he would go into an innocent household, men, women, babies, and kill everybody in there and go to the next one and the next one and the next one. He did it for years. And that's our CIO head as an assassin. This is just one example. And again, to do this with accountability requires on the side of the light to do it with impeccability, meaning that, you know, we're all being held accountable here. In other words, consciousness is the real key. And as unconsciously, we have not, which is our obligation inside the Constitution, we are obliged to pursue knowledge of the truth.
What keeps coming back is the three things that Greg Braden said. consciousness, climate change, and conflict. And these, there's something happening with the consciousness that's affecting the other two, where consciousness overcomes all the conflict, the climate change, where the higher realms step in. And I can just describe it as, you know, it's the super science combined with the force. Some people call it magic.
Yeah, and the other thing is that, you know, making money inside a fossil fuel system that drives that whole marketplace, we are also part of the blood, because the fossil fuel system is killing millions and millions of people on a regular basis by all of its externalities, you might say. The atmosphere is way higher, 350.org, you know,
yeah.
That's long gone. We're at 408, I think, now, as parts per million in the atmosphere, which means we are all encroaching on the lives of our children and their children. And that's unacceptable to such an extent. We're gone so far into that red zone, huh?
Intervention time.
That is really time. And as money keeps on luring, you know, and it's making it harder and harder every day, the conditions of the psyche, and that's another thing that was all over the news today, the opioid epidemic is at a absolute emergency now.
And we got U.S. There soldiers are, guarding the poppy fields in Afghanistan.
Yeah, well, it's in
yeah.
in every area. They've got the people at the lowest level of, you know, poor, and so many, overwhelmingly, the people that go to war are looking for a way to support their families.
And
looking away for, to have food in one's mouth, and in exchange for killing.
Yeah.
And it's killing at least 90 today. 90 United States citizens a day are dying from overdose. And that's only what they say on the public airwaves. But all boats are lifted as we, what does it say here? Captain Randy's got a new logo on his internet.
His icon.
Icon. It says he's got a picture of his cat, and he looks like a cat pharaoh. And then it says, and the pyramid with the capstone added behind. And then it says, people of Earth, you must awaken to the power within. Meow. Okay. Is there anybody on the panel that's got questions, or anybody who wants to call in? You know, we don't have to do all the talking, everybody, because you folks out there are seeing plenty. And this is, you know, we're going to do a replay pretty soon. But in this little time, let's give a number here. 1-8, where are you going, Rama? Going to feed that critter, huh? Okay.
Yeah, critters.
Critters and me. 1-888-429-5471. And then also 1-530-413-9537. This is the other one. And yes, don't everybody talk at once. Anybody want to take this talking stick with some insight to our new year coming up here?
I was wondering if you heard anything about George Soros having a heart attack.
Oh, really? That'll be clone number 3.
Well, there you go.
Mama, did you hear anything about George Soros having?
Yeah, Ben Fulford has some weird comments in his latest epistle, saying that the Grump has George Soros tied up in Camp David, and I'm not sure how real that is.
Oh dear.
I just send more love to these. Oh my God, the stories.
But stuff that's rumbling beneath the surface can't.
It goes way deeper than some life form called George Soros, because, I mean, he's just another piece of the story that's tied in with the fake story.
Yeah, and I'll say that picking on George Soros would be just the one to pick on by the Grump, because he's in that other world, he's connected with Hillary Dillery Doc, you know. And I just got to say, you know, I still remember the days when he used to come on Amy Goodman. And I mean, I'm sure she knows more than she ever says, and she still has to lie and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and then, you know, it was considered positive when he put $50 million down to get MoveOn.org on the map. And that went into the hands of Al Gore. And it's really tough, you know, for people to recognize what's this maze behind the scenes when, and again, who's Al Gore's overlord that he would do this for, where he would take that whole scene, and on the other hand, he would take money and he would insert a AIDS disease into Africa that kills people in 3 days. And what does that refer to? That refers to the big boys that put together something called Armageddon Plan 2000 in 1980, and Jimmy Carter had to represent that. That was Jimmy Carter's on his shoulders. And that's the part of eliminating 2 billion people. It says it right in the plan to eliminate 2 billion human beings by the year 2000. They actually did so. With the labor of an ordinary human being on this planet. And that's, the guy they killed that was the
college. George Carlin.
George Carlin. He used to talk about this.
Yeah.
You're so important. You got to be protected so you can be born, even if you're just a zygote, you know.
And then as you grow up, you become.
But the minute you get born into the world, all bets are off. Get that kid ready to go to war. Hurry up. Make more babies. Don't mess with our war machine. Not being funny, I'm just being real, you know, this is the situation. So, and this is a very special year. I mean, and Rainbird, you know, with your shaman insight, with the way the Mayan calendar is going, do you have some insight about that, you know, moving into the new year? What did you say those different, you know, days were, and which of the calendar signs were those days in?
Oh, I don't really understand your question, but I'll answer the one about what I feel like is change, and higher. And keep on working. Oh, it looks like Lynn Mystic Healer is on line one. She's a talkative one.
Okay.
Hey, Lynn, come on.
Hey, hello. Yes, I was just wondering, Rama said that he was going to get to some people he knew in Hollywood and help get more information out. And for the legislation shown in Michael Moore's movie, so that we can get the legislation enacted and on the move from Michael Moore's movie, Where to Invade Next. I wondered if he ever did that.
I have put many calls out about that, yes. And things are moving right along. That's all I can say.
What's his name was on Bill Press this morning at 3 o'clock this morning talking about a specific, I forgot the name of the organization, but that it is moving very quickly towards free education and free health care and involving all the reality checks on what we're headed for unless that gets embraced. And there's a huge group that are working on this across the whole nation. I only caught a little bit at the end of it, so I'm hoping that there'll be some more. But there's a real active move going on here to reverse what's been set in motion here. That's about as recent as I got something that was like 3 o'clock this morning on the Bill Press show.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I was also wondering about, I haven't heard anything, and it just seems like, you know, Barack, Michelle, and Oprah, maybe could her outreach too, and Deepak Chopra. I know he started the Sophia University and what have you. We really need to get the information out about Fix It. It's a YouTube Fix It, because it's just not happening. It's Health at the Tipping Point. Fix It, all capitals, and Fix, and then It, and then hyphen, and then it is Health at the Tipping Point, or at a the Tipping Point, and then it's By Unfinished Business. It's really critical to get it out to the city councils and different mayors, and there's an alliance of mayors, an alliance of governors. They really need to see this so that they can understand how important it is for the smaller businesses that want to be created and co-ops and the new different 501c3 job corps and what have you, that they can compete, because it shows the importance of single payer. And there's just not, you know, I've had all, I don't know how many years now, but working, there's a popular resistance group, I think I've told you, with, it's through Occupy.com and those, the inter-Occupy groups. And anyway, they have this other program out there, it's called Federal HR 676. John Conyers started it, and that was, I was wondering why they kind of took him out or what. And I know that one of the reps here that I know in Oregon, he signed it. It's Federal HR 676. And that's the single payer that is really imperative to get and get the understanding of it. And this Fix It video was actually done. It's a YouTube. Health at a Tipping Point is the best. It's done. I was a registered nurse in Oregon and in Canada. It is the best video portraying all the advantages and how imperative it is to get this single payer. And like I said, the federal HR 676 already lines it out. And we don't have time to mess around. We've really got to shift the healthcare system, because then the businesses can't, the smaller businesses, when the money comes into the states from the government subsidies through the you know, different programs right now, of course, the Koch brothers and all the different old paradigm programs, Big Ag and what have you, they've already got these taken up. So when the government subsidies go to the difference, the national government subsidies are government money, instead of going to the military industrial complex, blah, 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 it goes into the hands of the ones that are already in power. So we really need to get that out there. So thank you.
Okay, and Lynn, you said it was by somebody.
The best one is By Unfinished Business, because it's actually done by a very prestigious business. It shows all the graphs and all that was going on and the way the system is set up. They can't compete. They had to go backwards and start firing people, letting them go, and could not maintain and grow any kind of competitive business because of not having that health care where people can have, you know, single-payer health care. You know, it's more like in Canada, you bought your car insurance and you bought your health care at the same place, and they're almost the same price. So everybody has it, and it's just when people are out of jobs, they can go to other jobs. They can go become apprentices, you know, at other jobs and learn, you know, because they're paid. Instead of going to other military bases, they go to other jobs. Okay, instead of going to military training and getting a stipend to be on a barrack and be paid to teach people to kill each other with single payer or militarized police that have single payer, they get to get educated. They get to go to dorms. They get a guaranteed income to do good, and they have single payer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
The other thing that's happening is legislation is really needed, and the legislation for local, you can use your state reps too, or the Alliance of Mayors and Governors, and what have you, to get in the urban renewal project monies. It's all there. It comes into the state, and it's really imperative people pay attention to that project money's coming in, county commissioners, and the electoral offices have all the manuals. So you computer geeks, all the manuals are online for all the ordinances, ballot measures, you know, house resolutions, you name it. They're all online. So we the people have to get on this and get heart and soul, community services with a basic guaranteed income with single payer quickly enacted, because then that brings in Heart Math Institute programs, and it brings in everyone's sole purpose, which means it goes beyond race, religion, or gender, or politics immediately. And if anyone's angry or upset, their answers are inside of them. Stop the violence from inside out. They can go do sports if they want their aggression. World sports, no more world wars. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, and everybody, the overall thing is that this tax scam has stolen all the money for all the things that are already in place. And in order to deal with it, the ultimatum is to take the money away from the criminals. And the way to do
that... Well, the government's already in there, Tara. The money is in the CBO. It's in the congressional budget. That's why we have 700 indivisible groups. That's why we have the millennials. That's why we have internet, cell phones, and language apps for conflict resolution, and to go online and get the legislation we want and pass it through the churches and the caring activist groups and all the spiritual groups can do this.
Yes.
No, the money's everywhere. The money's always been out there, and what we have to do is shift it. We have to shift the thought forms away from the warring and drugging and fossil fuel and Big Ag, you know, and the... And chemtrails. But anyway, people follow the money. The money has to be reallotted. And there's already a group. Senator Wyden is getting the Pentagon audited. So the bankers, the upcoming banking kids, get online. And the Bitcoin people, get online, check it out, and follow the money, because that money is government money. It's our money. So if we go to the People's Budget Group and you go online and you go with the other people that are working with all these different working families and the shiftnetwork.com, they have panels and panels of people to help. Then you've got the Charter of Compassion.org group. They're doing compassion games, and they have the authority, the integrity, and the brilliance to do this. There's also the humanitiesteam.org, you know, that is part of the new era of peace.org, but it's way more evolved as far as worldwide solutions and what have you. There's just so many new spiritual groups that'll help this happen too, but we have to get organized. So that's why I called.
Thank you, Lynn. And it's time to do our replay now. So, Don, if you've got that ready.
Okay, and before Don starts, sister, there is a button now on our website. It says donate. It's a big, bright yellow button on the right-hand side. And it will take you to Caroline Oceana Ryan's website. And then you press on the next donate button. And then you can follow the instructions. You can make a donation for the Beneficial Farms, which is organic food growing in our area, so that Tara and Rama can receive some wonderful food. So thank you for that. And we've got a good idea now that we could start another GoFundMe, because it's not, you know, the last time it was the year 2015 that we did this for Rama. We can start it for getting enough funds to get us another automobile and lay our little Rosie to bed as she needs to take a rest, a long one. And thank you, everyone. We'll report a little more as we get that more in place. And prosperity to all, and energy follows bliss. Namaste. Thank you. I pass this back to you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year, everyone. And Don, do you have that? Oh, you do have it. I see that. Okay, so we're going to listen to a replay of Judy Beebe from February the 9th, 2017, and I think you'll enjoy it. So with that, we're all going to sign off here and just listen to the radio. So thank you for joining us, and Happy New Year, and we'll just go ahead and start our new year here out with Judy Beebe. So thank you. Thank you for joining us.